Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting second. The right fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting third. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gene Green. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Chuck Cotter. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Mahoney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe McLean. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Joe McLean. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Galen Cisco. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Galen Cisco. And now, play ball. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell takes first base on ball four. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon fires to first and picks off O'Connell. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling takes first base on ball four. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long takes first base on ball four. Woodling moves to second. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Schilling moves to second. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woodling. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Schilling scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Cisco, and towards Button, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Cotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotter hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Mahoney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahoney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. the Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cottier misplays the ball. That's an error on Cottier. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean strikes out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. O'Connell takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. O'Connell moves to second. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Woodling hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-1, Senators. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Long hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops it up and throws to first, with Cisco covering, for the out. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 1 in the game. Tasby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Green reaches second base with a double. Tasby goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Senators. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 0 for 1 in the game. Cottier is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Galen Cisco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cisco hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mahoney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 1 in the game. Geiger takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Mahoney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahoney is 0 for 1 in the game. Mahoney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean is 0 for 1 in the game. McLean hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. O'Connell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. O'Connell reaches second base with a double. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a pop-up towards short. Mahoney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mahoney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Nixon hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Woodling hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Long hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tasby hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Senators. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Green is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-1 in the game. Button hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mahoney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Galen Sisco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisco is 0-for-1 in the game. Sisco hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mahoney misplays the ball. That's an error on Mahoney. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Geiger hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hinton. Geiger reaches second base with a double. Schilling goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 5-2 Senators. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Cotier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotier is 0-for-2 in the game. Cotier hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Mahoney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahoney is 0-for-2 in the game. Mahoney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cottier moves to second. One out. Joe McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean is 0 for 2 in the game. McLean hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cottier moves to third. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and two walks. O'Connell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLean fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woodling. Malzone reaches second base with a double. Jensen moves to third. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 2 in the game. Nixon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cottier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 2 in the game. Button hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jensen scores. Malzone scores. It's 5-4, Senators. Jim Pagliarani pinch hits for Galen Sisco. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Schilling is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Chet Nichols now pitching. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nichols fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Long hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Tasby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Senators 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cottier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is 0 for 3 in the game. Wertz hits a pop-up towards short. Mahoney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Cotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cotter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Mahoney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahoney is 0 for 3 in the game. Mahoney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cotter moves to second. Jim King pinch hits for Joe McLain. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Senators 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Cutina now pitching. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cotter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Malzone hits a pop-up towards short. Mahoney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 3 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotter scoops it up and throws to first, with Cutina covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and two walks. O'Connell strikes out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hinton strikes out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Woodling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marty Keogh pinch runs for Gene Woodling. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Keogh moves to second. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Washington Senators, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.